Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. What up, everybody? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's doing good. I'm going through, you know, same old shit, different day. I'm trying my best not to get agitated, irritated. I went to CC's Pizza the other day. I don't know if this was an error or if this was a freaking intentional, but somebody, one of the cashiers, gave themselves an $89 tip for a freaking $11 pizza that I went to go get. Picked up an $11 pizza, and I found out today that they gave themselves an $89 tip. I'm going to go deal with that tomorrow morning with one of the managers. Hopefully, I'll get it situated, but that shit was crazy. It's just one of the little silly, dumbass shit that I go through on a regular basis. Now, I don't go through that on a regular, but that surprised me. I ain't never been through nothing like that. That just surprised me in so many ways and things like that. And then I'm watching Dallas and Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? This is game one, I believe. I think this is game one. Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic versus the other Alexander. I forgot how you say his name. I don't even pay attention to OKC like that. But this is not no sports. I'm going to do a lot of more sports podcasting. And plus, I told you I got like co-hosts. I got a couple of co-hosts. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting that situated too. Podcasting is not easy like you think it is. It's not that easy. You got to know how to do it. You see what I'm saying? But I got a couple of people. I've been saying that for months now. But this is like audio podcasting. It's very simple. It's simple because I know how to do it. It took me years to freaking do it the right way. But soulfully, what I do on Thinking Out Loud is I do news. I do news all across the country and all across the globe. So you see what I'm saying? I do multiple news. So, you know, I'm going to keep it just where it's at. But I will have co-hosts. It's definitely going to be some co-hosts. And I'm definitely going to work it out. You see what I'm saying? Some co-hosts expect you to pay them. And I'm like, bro, I'm starting out fresh. I started from the ground. How do you expect me to pay you and stuff like that? We talk all the time on the phone, goddammit. Now that you see that I'm doing podcasting for some odd reason. To be quite frank, there's people who think that I just got money. There's people that look at me and think that I got millions of dollars and shit. And I don't dress all crazy. I don't be dressing with jewels or none of that stuff. But, yo, this is the truth. There's people out there who really, really think that I got it. And I don't know why they think that I got it. I don't even drive my car. 9 out of 10, I don't drive my car. I take fucking transportation. I take a share ride, Uber. And I take public transportation 90% of the times and stuff like that. So I don't know why people keep thinking that I got a whole bunch of money somewhere. I don't understand that. I know I take baths every day. I don't like to wear dirty clothes. I don't know if that, I don't wear fancy jewelry. So I just don't get it. There's people out there who really think that I got money. There's people who be trying to scam me. I don't understand people at all. I don't get it. I don't understand people at all. Some people, they are freaking normal. You know what I'm saying? I can have a normal conversation with them and they understand. And there's some people, they're so far-fetched. I just don't get it. In a nutshell, people do make me sick. I like cats and dogs more than I like people. Because people are very, I say this all the time. God damn. I forgot the goddamn word. Unpredictable. I can't believe I've been in a brain fart for weeks now. People are very freaking unpredictable. You just don't know. But I usually could freaking, I don't like to judge people, but I could figure you out just by looking at you and just by seeing how you interact. And then I could figure you out real quick. You know what I'm saying? So I know how to, like, distinguish. I know how to freaking, like, you know, be aware of my surroundings and be like, oh, okay, I can't deal with this person. Let me go over here, get away from that person. But anyway, speaking of unpredictability, we got this one guy right here. Man confesses to killing his hospitalized wife because he couldn't afford the medical bill. So he killed her, all right? So this happened in Missouri, I believe. Independence, Missouri, a Kansas City area man who's charged with killing his hospitalized wife told police he couldn't take care or afford her medical bills, court records stated. His name is Ronnie Wiggs, made his first appearance Monday on a second-degree murder charge and was referred to the public defender's office. A hearing was set for Thursday to review his $250,000 bond. A phone message that was left with the public defender's office was immediately returned. All right? I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. A phone message that was left with the public defender's office was immediately returned. Okay, for the public defender's office. All right. Okay, so Kansas City man who's charged with killing his hospitalized wife told police he couldn't take care of her and couldn't afford the medical bills, all right? So a phone message that was left with the public defender's office was immediately returned. His wife was getting a new port for her dialysis when staff at Centerpoint Medical Center in Independence, Missouri called a code blue Friday because she was unresponsive. Staff managed to get her pulse back, but they determined she was brain dead and made preparations to harvest her organs, according to the probable cause statement. His wife died Saturday. After that attack, Mr. Wiggs left the hospital, but the statement said the woman's son brought Wiggs back to see her and he confessed to the staff. The staff heard him say, okay, he confessed. So he confessed to the son, but the staff heard him say, I did it. I killed her. I choked her, according to the statement. He then was arrested and told a detective that he covered his wife's nose and mouth to keep her from screaming, the statement stated. He said he was depressed and he couldn't handle the caregiving, the bills, the medical bills. He said he also attempted to kill his wife while she was at a rehabilitation facility as well. But she woke up and told him not to do that again, the statement stated. Court documents, he said he was going to try to kill his wife another time while she was hospitalized. All right, but he didn't get the chance because he couldn't get the chance to do it because she was hooked up to several monitors. All right, so he was stressed about the hospital bills. He was arrested. He told the detectives that he covered his wife's nose and mouth to keep her from screaming. He said he was depressed. He couldn't handle the bills. That's crazy, man. Man confesses. I don't know why he did that. If you can't afford the medical bills, there are so many resources where they will aid him on the bills. And then you got Obamacare on top of it. You got Obamacare and you have so many resources where he could apply to cover the bills, sir. There are plenty of options. All right. Killing your wife was not an option. That was not even a good answer. It was silly. It was stupid. And now you put yourself in a bad predicament, brother. You shouldn't do that, all right? All right? If the medical bills are a burden to everybody, especially in America. So we all know what you're talking about. But there are other options. You can get other options, all right? You could have talked to one of the social workers at the hospitals. They definitely have a fucking 700-page book of options for you to help you. They have a guidebook with thousands and thousands of information to help you, assist you with your medical bills, your medical burden, all right? It will help you, brother. God damn, it wasn't even that serious. You could have did that. You could have done that. But, you know, life took you to the test and you folded. And this is what happens, all right? People go through this every day. Trust me, every day something happens. But guess what? I don't cry about it. I deal with it. And 9 out of 10, I can honestly say 10 out of 10 that when I deal with it, I handle it. And then I move on with my life. So you shouldn't even be stressed out about it. Stressed out about things like that. You have poor decision skills, obviously. So look what you put yourself into. You put yourself in a bad circumstance. You did that to yourself. All right? Moving along. Enough of this joker right here. Anyway, next. Which one is this one? This one is... a pastor credits divine intervention after a man pulls a gun on him during a sermon. This was all over social media. Everybody seen it. It was on the news. A man was later found fatally shot in the suspect's home, police stated. Okay. So some guy, there was a pastor. He was giving a sermon. It was on live. He was giving a live sermon. He was streaming live, giving a sermon. And then all of a sudden, some dude just walk up with a handgun trying to shoot him. He pulled on the trigger, the gun jammed. And then people jumped and tackled the man and wrestled the gun out of his hand. And they held him till the authorities came and arrested him. So a Pennsylvania church pastor said it's a miracle he's alive after an assailant drew a gun on him and pulled the trigger as he was giving a sermon Sunday about the enemies of God. The Reverend Glenn Germany of the Jesus Dwelling Place Church in the Pittsburgh suburb of North Braddock told Good Morning America that the suspect, who police said lived in a home near the church where officers found a man dead from a gunshot wound, was a stranger to his congregation. All right, so they also found a man dead in the place that the suspect lived at. The incident was captured on a live stream video of Germany's sermon. Reverend Glenn Germany, that's his name. And showed a church deacon, Clarence McAllister, tackling the assailant from behind when the suspect's silver handgun jammed. He pointed that at the Reverend Glenn Germany while he was giving the sermon. He pulled the trigger, and a miracle, that's what the Reverend said, a miracle of God happened that the gun got jammed. Well, I would, you know, concur with that. It's a miracle. Nobody ain't get hurt. Thank God. That's true. That bullet had a name on it, the Reverend told Good Morning America. The suspect, identified by police as a 26-year-old Bernard Jr. Polite, he was arrested at the church after McAllister and Germany disarmed him, and other members of the congregation held him until Pennsylvania State Police arrived. Okay, so following the arrest, Allegheny County authorities said investigators went to the suspect's home and found the body of a 56-year-old man who had been fatally shot. The victim was identified by the Allegheny County Medical Examiner's Office as Derek Polite. Authorities have not commented on the relationship between the deceased victim and the suspect. All right. Everybody seen this shit on the video, on the doggone social media. It was everywhere. I seen it. Everybody seen it. All right. I was supposed to do this yesterday. I think I put out an episode yesterday. So I was supposed to put this out this morning, really, to be honest with you. But I was so fucking busy. I was getting things done. I got a lot of stuff going on. It's almost like I'm being spiritually attacked, because I've been, so much silly things been happening to me. So, but I'm not crying about it. Just like the first story, how the man was crying about his wife's medical bills. I'm not crying. I'm not doing nothing crazy. I'm just handling it. You know what I'm saying? Like I just told you, example, I just told you, I went to a goddamn CC's Pizza and got me a pizza, and somebody put a tip for $89 on my receipt. I didn't even realize that till I had to go pay a bill, and I see $100 missing out of my account, and I'm like, what the fuck? And that's when I figured it out. But I'm gonna go deal with that tomorrow morning. Like, that shit is stupid, though. I don't know. I refuse to believe that was done deliberately on purpose. I refuse to believe that. But if it was done on purpose, that's just to show you people are disgusting. And really, I'm not a people-friendly person. There's a lot of my friends is going to say, no, I think you people-friendly. People like to socialize with you. And I understand that. People do like to socialize with me because it's true. All right. I worked for many restaurants. I used to work in the kitchen, and I used to be a host at the same time. I used to work in the kitchen, and I had to train people how to be a host. So it's true. I am a socialized person, but deep down inside, I don't like people. People make me sick, and it's the truth. All right. I like cats and dogs better than I like people. People are very unpredictable. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so this guy walks in. I don't know. They didn't give us the motive why this young man walked into the church and pulled out a gun on the damn pastor. I don't know what was in his head. I don't understand it. I don't know why what he did that. I don't know if he was trying to rob the pastor, if he was trying to rob the church on some First Sunday type stuff. I don't know what the hell was going on, but that shit was silly. It didn't make any type of sense. I don't know what's wrong with people. That's why I be telling all of my listeners, be aware of your surroundings. You don't know what the fuck is going on out here in these shady-ass streets, especially in America, all right? And I can't get mad at America, because there's a whole bunch of other countries that's doing a billion times worse than us, all right? So God bless America. But America got its own fucking problems. America got a very stupid problem. It's called racism. It's one of the most pathetic problems I ever seen in my life, right? If I cut my goddamn flesh, it's gonna bleed out red, same as any other skin color. So I don't know why people are that stupid, that small-minded to still be racist towards other goddamn ethnicities. Doesn't make any sense to me. You know what I'm saying? It's pathetic. When can we move forward as a human nation? As humanity, when as humans we can move forward, all right? We need to move forward. You guys are worried about the wrong thing, like fucking AI. AI cannot replace a human being, all right? It will never replace a human being. Let's be real, people. I'm here to unravel the news, and I'm here to help you think out loud. God damn it, let's keep it moving. All right. Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks lost from the OKC, Oklahoma City. They lost and stuff like that. Oklahoma was shooting, and they was playing man-on-man defense. They were very, like, very strategic on how they played the man-on-man defense. And they, you know, they have, like, a strategy. So they beat them real good, and plus they had some three-pointers. I don't know all of the names of the players and stuff, because I didn't really keep up with OKC. I kept up with Dallas Mavericks, you know, Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving. I don't forgot the other dude's name and stuff like that. I was watching the game, ultimately. but I was doing other things at the same time. And plus, I'm getting ready to go watch another game, but I'm going to have to knock out some. I'm going to knock out this episode. I got to get this episode out today. Today is Wednesday, May 8th, and stuff like that. So I got to get this one out today. But we're going to talk about Drake and this security guard that got shot in front of his mansion. I'm going to have to give you the details on that right there. See what the hell is going on with Drizzy Drake in his mansion. And there was an attempted break-in that took place today on Wednesday in Toronto's mansion. So there is something going on. I remember Academics, I think he went live yesterday, and they were talking about some affiliation with Drake and the Hell's Angels motorcycle gang group and stuff like that. I didn't really pay too much attention to the streaming. I got my own things going on, but hey, I'm going to give you the news as it goes. And at the same time, Tasha K is streaming right now as we speak. When Tasha K was streaming, she was talking about what's that female? She's a comedian. She's a black female comedian. I forgot her name. See, I'm bad with the names and stuff like that because I'm about to do the Drake news right now. Tasha K was talking about a comedian. She's Jewish, black comedian. She got a drinking problem and stuff like that. And then she told a bad joke about the people that's protesting at the colleges and stuff. And she said some bad jokes and they booed her at the goddamn, at her show. So, and she got mad and started cussing at her people at the show and things like that. But we're going to get back to Drake though. Attempted break-in takes place at Drake's Toronto mansion a day after a shooting of a security guard. A motive of the shooting is unknown at this time. All right, so a person was detained after allegedly attempting to break in Drake's mansion in Toronto a day after a security guard was shot while outside the residence, police stated. A person allegedly tried to break into the residence on Wednesday and was apprehended and detained by police under the mental health issues. Toronto police confirmed this to news sources. The latest incident comes after a male security guard working at the home was shot while standing outside the gate of the residence at approximately 2 in the morning Tuesday, according to the Inspector I think he's like the chief of the police over there or something with the Toronto Police Services Integrated Gun and Gang Task Force. All right, the suspect fled the scene in a vehicle, he stated. All right, so the security guard was found suffering from an apparent gunshot wound and remains hospitalized in serious condition, the inspector stated. Police have not confirmed whether the Canadian rapper was home at the time of the shooting. Krozik, the inspector, said Drake's team is cooperating with the investigation. The inspector told news sources during the press briefing on Tuesday. Okay, so this is no different than any other investigation. It may be more high profile because there's more people here, but we treat it like any other incident, the inspector stated. Well, and we'll be using, he also said, we'll be using all our resources. Our teams will be doing as much as they can to investigate this. All right, so police have obtained some video evidence of the incident, according to the inspector. The suspects remains at large. Police do not have a vehicle description or number of suspects at this time. The inspector also stated a motive also remains unknown. Drake has been making headlines in recent weeks for an ongoing exchange of diss tracks with his fellow rapper, with a fellow rapper named Kendrick Lamar. All right, so there's a lot of things going on with Drake, especially with his mansion that's in Toronto, located in Toronto. I don't know what the hell is going on. It doesn't seem good at all. All right. This made news. I posted this on TikTok. And then I also have another news update about the lady. Remember this lady that stabbed her boyfriend 108 times? Well, she's been convicted, and all she got convicted of is community service. She's not going to do a day in prison, all right? Remember the lady that said that she was suffering under cannabis psychosis? You know what I'm saying? She was... you know, she was suffering from that right there. I posted it on TikTok earlier today. But a lot of people are not happy about this. They think this is BS. The judicial system is under scrutiny. It's definitely under scrutiny because none of this make any sense, all right? I smoke weed, and I never in a day of my life stabbed anybody or hurt anybody. There's times where I smoke weed in the bong. Sorry about the background, you know. And, you know, there's a culture for Dodge Chargers with loud mufflers. You know, everybody's into that nowadays. But anyway, I never in my life smoke weed. I done smoked some potent-ass weed from a bong and then... You know, I was hallucinating a little bit. Not hallucinating, I wouldn't say that, but I was high out my mind. You could probably say I was hallucinating, but I didn't kill anybody. I didn't do anything crazy. I just went to go eat something and fell asleep. You see what I'm saying? That's all I did. So maybe the drugs was laced with something. That was part of the defense of the lady that stabbed her boyfriend 108 times. That was part of the defense. I have the information right here. I'll read it to you in a second. But that shit right there, a lot of people are not liking this story at all. A lot of people are saying this is white privilege again. Doesn't sound good at all. I'm probably going to knock that story out and let this episode go. I got more stuff to talk about too, because the situation in Haiti, I have so much details about that. But excuse me, there's some details I don't want to release, and I don't want to say anything because of the fact I don't want nobody getting hurt, right? We will get into that in another episode. We're not going to talk about that right now. We're just going to keep focused on... We just finished talking about Drake. Somebody tried to attempt to break into his mansion today. Yesterday morning, somebody shot a security guard in front of Drake's mansion. All right? He's still hospitalized. He's still in critical condition at this point in time. This is crazy, all right? So the California woman who avoided prison after stabbing her boyfriend 108 times while high appealing light sentence, all right? That's the headlines. A California woman who got out of jail scot-free after stabbing her boyfriend 108 times in a marijuana-induced psychosis is appealing her slap-on-the-wrist conviction. Okay, that's weird. Arguing that she was tricked into using the drug to begin with. She shouldn't even appeal that because, okay, you got community service. There's nothing to appeal. So she might get into more trouble. All right. But this is crazy. People don't like this story at all. Like I said, her name is Byron Spetcher or Bryn Spetcher. I think her name is Bryn Spetcher. I'm saying it wrong. She's 32 years old. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter after she was stabbed. What the fuck is wrong with me today? After she stabbed Chad O'Melia, he's 26 years old, a dozen times before turning the knife on her dog and then herself. She received a sentence of 2 years on probation and 100 hours of community service. In a new interview, she revealed she plans to appeal the slap on the wrist because she believes O'Melia tricked her into using the drug, she told the news sources. Although the two were dating, Ms. Spetcher told the outlet she never considered O'Melia her official boyfriend and said she told him she no longer had any romantic interest in him 2 days before killing him. All right, you got me? She claimed he was aggressive, intimidating, and had a temper, she told the outlet. So when he encouraged her to hit a bong on the day of the stabbing, she gave into the pressure, then went into a deadly psychosis. Yes, I physically inhaled it. This is her words, she said. So we're both accountable, but there's obviously been more intention to my part in the attack versus Chad's part. Her lawyers have maintained that Amelia introduced her to a hyperpotent strain of marijuana that she was not ready for, resulting in an adverse reaction that sent her into a deadly craze. They did not immediately respond to questions about the appeal Friday morning before business hours on the West Coast. The defense presented in court was not a con job, as some have described it. All right? I'm sorry if I'm reading this like a retard, but I'm trying to make sense of all of this. I already ran through this whole article. So the defense presented in court, they said that the hyperpotent strain of marijuana that she wasn't ready for resulted in an adverse reaction that sent her into a deadly craze. They did not immediately. All right, so they basically saying that the THC was too high for Miss Spetcher. They said that she smoked pot less than a half a dozen times prior to the stabbing. Her lawyers also said, describing her as a naive user. She worked at the UCLA Medical Center as an audiologist and is hearing impaired herself. All right. So there's a possibility that I'm not taking up for this lady, but there is a possibility that she was induced in some type of way. All right. So this case right here is probably went her way because of the details her defense attorney has presented in court. All right. The defense also said that the cannabis-induced psychosis was based primarily on the testimony of both renowned psychiatrist Dr. William Wershin and another prosecution expert that goes by the name of Dr. Chris Mohandi Goldstein, all right? Dr. Wershing and Mohandi were among four experts whose work was cited in the trial. They both found that the explosive violence was unpredictable and unforeseeable. Goldstein stated the specific strain contained a 31.8% THC level and a warning label that said caution for high tolerance users only, he added. I think that's illegal in a lot of states. You're only supposed to get 5% THC oil level, all right? Because I know about those things like that. I'm a cannabis user myself, and I think I smoked a 31.8% before, but I only smoked it like a pinch of it, and then I'll smoke again. It'll probably take me 2 weeks to smoke that whole thing because it is potent, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I never went into no psychosis where I went crazy and stuff like that. But like I said, I'm reading the details to you, and it says that she's hearing impaired herself. She worked at UCLA. She's an audiologist. So yeah, though, so she probably have a defense, you know what I'm saying? Because the people was getting mad at the comments when I posted this on the TikTok earlier. They didn't like this. You know, it became a black and white thing where people were saying this is white privilege and stuff like that. So I'm giving you all of the details on why the judgment was 2-year probation and community service. Okay, so that's probably the situation that's it's probably a unique situation. Marijuana is legal in California for prescribed medicinal users over 18 and recreational users above 21 years old. And yeah, so she had some sort of a defense. All right. Okay, so I don't know if that's still gonna, she's appealing the freaking conviction, which might turn out bad for her. I don't think she should appeal that because she's only 2 years probation, and she, like, I don't know why she's even appealing that. That's like, it don't make any type of sense. It's stupid to me, but yeah, her name Bryn Spetcher. So yeah, this is what everybody's going crazy for. They didn't like this. I had to put the details out. Bryn Spetcher. I'm looking at her picture, her freaking Ventura County booking photo. You know, she don't look crazy or nothing like that. She looked like she's unaware, or she looked like she's scared a little bit. And yeah, so I don't know. There's probably more details. I don't have the court documents because the defense attorney for Ms. Spetcher also stated that she was forced to smoke the bong and stuff like that. So she probably, the guy that allegedly was her boyfriend probably was a bad person, and she probably snapped. All right. So there's probably more details that we the public don't know about, because I'm trying to unravel this thing right here. Because like I said, a lot of people were pissed off about the conviction that she only got 2 years probation and community service. So that's what we do over here at Thinking Out Loud. We freaking try to get to the bottom of why the conviction was the way that it was. So she's appealing the conviction, which I believe is stupid. She should just live with it. All right. She got away scot-free. So, oh, snap, that's the same jewelry I have. Yeah, you know, I wear jewelry, people, so I'm looking at goddamn no jumper. I'm looking at some people wear jewelry. I wear jewelry too, but not like that. I haven't been wearing my jewelry at all. All right. Yeah, man, this stuff is crazy right here. I'm probably going to end this right here because I want to work on another episode. I want to talk about Haiti, but I don't think I could get into too much details. I can't get in depth with it because I don't want nobody to get hurt, because I got, like, real intricate information about the Manwazo gang leader. I already know what type of person he is, and I kind of know his fate, his future fate, what's going to happen to him. And then there's another gang leader in Haiti that goes by the name of Barbecue, Jimmy Cherizé. His fate, I don't know about his future and stuff like that, because I did a deep dive on this guy, and he's been saying the whole damn time that he has never kidnapped anybody for money, and he has never burnt nobody's house. That's why they call him Barbecue, because he's known for burning people in their houses over there in Haiti and kidnapping people. But he also said on video footage numerous times that prove it, that I burned these people's houses, and there's no proof. So, but the other gang leaders, yes, they, but the one that's in charge of the Manwazo gang, I already know his fate. He's going to get, something bad going to happen to him, because he's just a blasted idiot. And I don't want to, Like I said, I don't want to get into too much details, especially on Modern Zoe, because I'm not no big podcaster, but I do go viral and stuff like that. So I don't want to go viral and then put people under some problems and stuff like that. So I'm really waiting on this, how it plays out, before I even come out with my goddamn synopsis, my opinion and stuff, which is not much of opinion. It's really facts based, because I know I'm Haitian. I know what the fuck is going on over there. All right. I know the back behind door deals that's going on. You know, the politicians were corrupt. All right. The president that was killed back in 2021, he was killed ultimately because, what's his name? Moïse, I forgot his name, something Moïse. He was killed back in 2021. That was the president of Haiti. I know exactly why he was killed. He was killed because there was a jump off point where the Colombians was using a landing strip to freaking transport drugs to freaking Miami. You know, America is the biggest drug consumer worldwide, all right? When President Moïse found out about that jump off point landing strip that was used in Haiti, he shut that shit down. Then a week later, he was assassinated, all right? Those are the facts. You could freaking try to go against me. You could try your best to freaking challenge me, but I know the information that I'm giving you are factual, all right? That's why he was ultimately killed, because he shut down an operation that the Colombians was using to freaking transport their drugs to the United States, all right? There's a lot of corruption, a lot of back behind door deals going on, all right? Some of these gang leaders are plugged in with other big entities, but I'm watching how this thing play out. Haiti is under fucking siege and shit like that. I feel bad for the people there. I even have family members of my family that have been kidnapped and killed. All right. So this is very serious to me. And it's something that's, you know, dear to my heart. But I'm going to end this right here. This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. All right. You can follow me on TikTok, where I'm very active on, and you can follow me on Instagram, okay? All you got to do is type in Box Benji, that is BOXBENJI, and you're going to find your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. I promise you will, all right? I'm going to come out with another episode as fast as possible. This episode was supposed to pop off yesterday. Matter of fact, I think this episode was supposed to come out Monday at the same time as the other episode came out. I'm trying to take these episodes. I'm trying to bring them out as fast as possible because my numbers are super low, and I got to get it back to where it was. So I'm going to holler at you later. Later with another episode. I'll talk to you soon. Peace out.
It's that Harlem night.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
And I'm feeling lovely.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights. Party at the bodega. I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho, head macho, Camacho. Top dog with an executive, owner of the club, president. Property after property, even got some for the relative. Learned it from the Harlem Lights, popping with his on the motorbike.
Harlem,
it's that Harlem Light.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem Nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
And I'm feeling lovely.